生の頃からよく聴いていたビートルズ。でも実はその歌手の意味はよく知りません。そこでビートルズの楽曲をテーマに ETC 英会話のマイク先生のレッスンを受けてみることにしました。ビートルズの都市伝説であるポール・マッカートニーの死亡説、マイク先生はご自身のホワイトアルバムにまつわる思い出からこんな話を紹介してくれました。
Now here's what happened with me. My sister was in 1967. I was 11, so my sister was 20. And my sister was about to get married. And she came home. She was living out. She came home for Christmas. And my mother and father gave her that album for a Christmas present. And my brother had some other album, because we always asked, Mom, can we have these albums? We always asked for rock and roll albums for Christmas presents. And so my brother and sister were playing that album after we opened our presents. And I was listening to my brother and sister talk. And my brother said, God, maybe it's true. Maybe Paul's dead. My sister said, really? What do you think? And they were talking. And they were playing that song, A Day in the Life, and Good Morning, Good Morning. The opening of Good Morning, it goes, dun, 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 dun. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dun, 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 dun. Then to do the save his life, call his wife in. Boom. Wow. Because of accident, supposedly Paul McCartney died when the sun was coming up. Duck it up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And then a Ringo Starr military jump. Nothing to do to save his life, call his wife in. But Paul McCartney had no wife. He had a fiance he was going to get married to. So that right there, my brother said, he said, well, they say he died in the morning, and good morning, good morning, it's a new day. Nothing to do to save his life. That's the key point right there.
ポールの死亡説、信じるかどうかはあなた次第です。番組のトランスクリプトを ETC のホームページで確認することができます。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。